Next up is Brianna's live interview.
Thank you very much, Zoe. I'm here in the studio today with Victoria Grandetta, who is a longtime Oregon resident, a past foster parent, and most recently, she is the founder of the Advocacy for Incarcerated Youth. Victoria, what got you interested in advocacy for incarcerated youth?
Well, primarily it began when I found myself being alarmed with what I witnessed as a foster parent. There seemed to be a sharp contrast between what the state was speaking and what it actually did. A very high percentage, something like 86% of children that are incarcerated in foster suffer from various kinds of abuse, neglect, abandonment, or they're developmentally disabled. And that all contributes to the reasons why they're incarcerated. And there's growing, nationally, globally, a growing consciousness that children like this need care and treatment, not punishment and consequences. So I've been working avidly on this topic and trying to get more public awareness going about it. After some time as a foster, I was kind of feeling like I was surprised I was in America, that we could be treating these children in this fashion and thinking that we're making any headway. So that's
that sounds like a very good reason. So what would you like to see happen in Oregon?
Well, I would like to see Oregon Youth Authority work quicker. They are doing some improvements, but I feel they need to really get on the shtick and start placing children in therapeutic environments. I'd love to see ultimately most facilities shut down, start putting the money to where it really needs to be put. I would really like to see more stable families provide foster to the youth. A high percentage of foster care providers are really not tremendously skilled or even aware of how to provide good, focus for the kids and moving them to better places. And then I think it would be good to have a third entity like California is doing. They're starting to appoint conservators to deal with issues of incarcerated youth so that OYA is not single-handedly the only one making these judgments, but there's a third party.
And could you just clarify for our listeners what OYA is?
Oh, yes, Oregon Youth Authority. And that is the juvenile aspect of the court system, the penal system.
So you mentioned a little bit about what California is doing. Do you know about what other states or organizations are doing?
It's happening. Let me just put in here real quick that globally, we are the most severe in our punishment to children. For instance, Finland has all of 350 incarcerated youth. We are the only nation that incarcerates to this degree that we do. And not only that, but we are the only country, along with Somalia, who's known for their inhumane treatment of people, that refuses to sign the UN document that states no more executing of juveniles, incarcerated juveniles. We have a terrible trend in this country, and so that's what we're focusing on, is getting rid of that.
Wow. Well, we just have a little bit longer, but I'm curious, how can our listeners help you or find out more about this?
Sure. At this point, we're actually working on the website. I put it on hold for a while, and so I'm trying to get it kicked back in. For the time being, anybody can contact me very simply at vgrand@comcast.net. And I would truly love to hear from any youth out there who have experiences with Oregon Youth Authority or the law where there were issues of concern. I would like to see kids become more aware of the issues of their peers, what their peers are suffering with in incarceration. And, I think the best way is just to contact me directly. We have about 5 advocates right now that we're working with. And we can certainly find things for people that are willing to get involved.
All right. Awesome. And is there anything you'd like to add?
I think that that's pretty much it. I mean, I can actually go on for a really, really, really long time. There's so many elements. But I think in order to keep it succinct, I could probably just end it at this point.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victoria. And again, for our listeners, anyone who's interested in learning more or listening to more of what you have to say, or also helping out, can feel free to email you, correct?
Sure.
At
mm-hmm.
V, as in Victoria,
yeah.
Grand at comcast.net.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Very good. Thank you, Brianna.